are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Listen up. I'm coming to your radio. Earbuds, AirPods, and your headphones. Tune in, lady, listen up. It's the OMG show.
Welcome to OMG, the O Mara Gale Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gale, actress, author, evangelist, and content creator. I'm believing this will be a Maravational experience. Our intent is to empower, inspire, motivate, and equip. We broadcast the beauty of beginnings by sharing God's promises through personal stories. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome to OMG. We hope you become a long-time listener. And for those that have been rolling with me for a while, thanks for adding such sweetness to my hot tea. There's something for everyone, so be sure to tune in, lean in, and listen up on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. We're keeping it real. Real triumphs, real tragedies, real tips, tools, and truth.
And I'm super delighted that you decided to spend your Thursday evening, afternoon with me. So let's just go and get right to it. All right. So a lot of people are dealing with cabin fever. You've been inside the house on quarantine. You've got this social distancing. You can't go to work. You can't interact with coworkers. You can't do the water cooler discussions. A lot of you have even had to celebrate your birthday and anniversaries inside instead of your spouse offering to take you to dinner or you asking if they'd like to accompany you to a jazz concert, a play, or even just going to the movies or out to dinner. You have had to get creative. We're going to unpack creativity today. All right, so check this out. I'm a spoken word artist. I'm also an author, and I'm a producer and an actress. And so creativity is like breathing for me. It is something that gets my mental energy going. It doesn't matter how busy I am. If I can create, if I can bring something to life, for example, I take the word of God and I have turned it into one-woman shows where I become the characters that I have read about. I have written stories about my personal life so that I can amplify where I may have went wrong, things and challenges I may have experienced, and how God has turned them around and given me beauty for my ashes. And so, and as a producer, a co-producer of a stage play turned film, STEM the Movement, now Test Harmonies, I have also been instrumental in making sure that women's stories of loss and trial and tribulation and dysfunction and rebellion and sin, how those stories get crafted in a way that show all of the deposits that we received from the disappointments that we experienced. And so, currently, I have been creating content. My husband's a pastor, and I've been creating content for our church, Vernon Park Church of God. Shout out vpcog.org. I've been creating content for the church to help encourage people, inspire people, equip people with the gospel in practical ways, ensuring that my husband as the pastor, that his message is being shown and shared with not just our members, but via the World Wide Web. Also ensuring that other pastors and ministers and speakers from our church, that their content is also being edited and produced in a way that would not only allow people to be educated by the information based on the Word of God, but also inspired to share their stories in a practical way. One of the segments I've created is called A Kiss from God. It's actually shared by a young lady named Marquita, we call her Kitty. And so Kitty takes these practical little sweet nuggets of stories that her children, foster children, grandchildren inspire her to share. And then I created a segment with another associate pastor at our church. His name is Frank. And so I've created a series called Frankly Speaking, where he takes anecdotes from his kids and the lessons he's learned, and he shares it in a simplistic form or fashion so that people can see God in everyday ways, you know, in as they're just going forward in life. And another segment that I'm working on that will be released within the next 30 days is a segment called Telling It Like It Is with Tasha, another one of the ministers at our church. And so I say that why? Because I am pregnant. Not naturally, that would be truly a miracle, but I am pregnant with possibility, pregnant with promise, pregnant with the ability to promote the gospel in what could be seen as an extremely dark and challenging time. And not just could be seen, it is a very dark and challenging time. And so I'm grateful that I have been able to parlay some of the skill sets that I've gathered over the years working, graduating with a degree in theatrical broadcasting, television, theater, dance, and music, and then, of course, working for CNN Headline News, editing and doing graphics and things. And so then, of course, the acting experience. So I have been able to utilize all the hats that I've ever worn over the years to be able to give birth to new content. So why is this segment about creativity? Because creativity is what keeps people engaged. It is also one of the forms of art that inspires others and gives them permission to create as well. Now, why do I emphasize creativity in the way that I do? Because as a believer, I believe the first, of course, creator of everything, the author and the finisher of everything, is God. And so he started with creating earth. He created, it was without form. I mean, everything that you see around you was birthed out of a seed, the seed of your word, the seed of God's word. When he said, let there be light, he didn't think about it. He spoke it, and then there was. And so I want to share with you, with just a few minutes left, I'm not going to take too much of your time. This particular segment would be probably one of the shortest segments that I have, but I'm going to try to cram in as much as I can to inspire you, to beseech you to do what you can to create something in this season. I remember during 9/11, I was the facilitator of a poetry ministry at Faithful Central Bible Church in Los Angeles, and I wrote this poem about 9/11 and how I was watching all the things around me, the television. I couldn't turn one station. Every station after station was, of course, talking about 9/11 and talking about how our country had been attacked, and watching the buildings crumble on TV. All of these things caused me to write out of my senses, my visual senses, my emotions, everything that I was feeling. I poured into the paper, I poured into the computer, and then I, of course, shared this that piece of spoken word with the masses. I remember certain times in life that I am moved to put pen to paper. I am moved to put fingers to to my keyboard. And so I have been anticipating when the Holy Spirit will speak to me what I am to write about our current situation. I've been doing a lot of verbalizing what I feel by sharing on OMG, the Omar Gill Radio Show, sharing messages of hope and prayerfully messages that comfort and and I strive to equip people with nuggets and tips of how they can make it through this situation. And just recently, I discovered a voice app where I can sing out what I feel. You know, I've been playing with this app and I love creating music. And as a spoken word artist and a recording artist, I have been able to take the words and the rhythms. And I don't even know if some of you know, but back in the day, I used to rap. I rapped in high school. We created an album in high school. And then I was submitted for a nationwide rap contest with Curtis Blow. And I was one of the winners of that contest. And it helped pay my way to college. And then, of course, post-college and as an adult, I created a spoken word CD called Ear Candy that's still available today. I've sold thousands of units. Why did I mention that? Because my words have been a way out of the ghetto when I was living in poverty, a way from my mind to escape the reality of dysfunction, disappointment, and the devastation of parents who were, you know, I'd say functioning alcoholics. And so writing became therapy. And so in this season, this coronavirus, COVID-19, Rona season, I have been able to use my voice as a radio personality to hopefully calm people, to lend my voice and the word that is in me to be able to share that with people, to calm them and to nourish the place in them that may be scared, afraid, or sad. My disposition is one of when there's a challenge, I strain to look for God in that challenge. I force myself to focus on the things that are good. And I know you're probably listening to this going, how can there be anything good in this situation? How can you focus on what's good when there's so much death around us and so much devastation and people are dying and hospitals are full and our doctors and healthcare workers don't have what they need to be on the front line in battle and parents, seniors are passing away in care facilities and children can't bury their loved ones and relatives can't celebrate the life of those loved ones because we can't gather and birthdays are being had, but nobody is gathering around to sing happy birthday. How can you focus on anything good when all you see is bad? And that reminds me, my husband spoke this past Easter Sunday on a good day in a bad time. And so the way that I strain to see what's good is it's based on the word. The word talks about think on these things. And then it goes on to say those things that are pure, those things that are lovely, those things that are true. If there's any virtue, any praise, think on these things. So while I could focus on all the things going wrong, and certainly there is enough to occupy my mind and my time on what's going wrong, I choose instead to look for the light, to look for the good things that are happening. You know, a few of the things that I've noticed, even when they show aerial shots of California, is there's less smog. You know, I've been seeing some of the other countries where, you know, because people aren't out in automobiles and the factories aren't up full steam, how the sky looks clearer. You know, there are less car accidents because there are fewer people on the road. There are parents who, for the first time in a long time, are being forced to spend time, which is a very valuable commodity, with their children. They are being forced to understand on a very real and cellular level what teachers experience and endure every weekday that kids are in class. There are husbands understanding and or appreciating what their wives have done to keep the house, to keep the kids, and possibly work outside the house and to do all that they have to do. And then there are wives who are witnessing what their husband's contributions are, because not all households have a woman who's working and then coming home to handle the kids. There are men who also work and still come home and take care of the kids or cook the meals or help around the house with the chores and things of that nature. And there are some men who are the primary caregiver of their kids. So it goes both ways. So I'm trying to say there's not a gender specific clause in this statement. I'm merely saying that men and women, husbands and wives and children, are rediscovering family, are rediscovering dinner together or breakfast together without running the hustle and the bustle and the I got to get out and get things done. There's also communities who weren't connecting, but at least they can wave at each other when they go to the mailbox. They've discovered their neighbor's name, or they've went to the store for a senior in the community or in their area in order to pick up some groceries or items they may have needed. People are kinder and more thoughtful in times of hardship. People are more aware of other people's needs when there are times of devastation. Generally, we rise to the occasion of support or help. We rise to the occasion of lending a helping hand. We rise to the occasion of being neighborly or friendly or godly or Christianly. We generally rise to that occasion. And so while I can look at the devastation or the dysfunction or the disappointment or the destruction, I am choosing in this season to focus on the things that are good. And I am asking you, my listeners, to really work hard to see what you can appreciate, to see the value in this valley, to see the light at the end of the tunnel, to see the hope in the midst of heartache, and to actually meditate on that so that you can start to see more of that. And I know it's not going to be easy. It's not like snapping your finger, turning a light switch on, or opening a portal or a door to that. But I am saying, if you center yourself, if you quiet yourself, you know, the word talks about be still and know. If you are still and you strain to hear what your daddy God is saying to you in this season, there could be a peace that washes over you. There could be a calm that covers your entire being, to the point that while the world is spinning, while the death toll is rising, while those numbers that we witness and watch on TV continue to climb to numbers that we couldn't imagine ever would be possible, there is a way to look for God's hand to help you through this. He'll take your hand and he'll help you navigate how to get through this maze of mess and malaise. He will help steer you into a direction that could perhaps be a springboard for your next. That is, if you're still and you know that he is God, he'll protect you. You know, a lot of people find their niche at times like this. A lot of people discover that there's a void for something, and they begin to fill that void by creating or by establishing or by designing something to support the need. And so I want to challenge you. Use your creativity. Stretch your imagination. Allow God to speak into your spirit. What do you have to give in this season? Like the widow woman who was about to have her son sold into slavery because her husband had passed away and he owed some debts. And the prophet said to her, "What do you have?" And she initially said, "I have nothing." And then she thought about it and said, "But a little oil." And it was that little oil that afforded her an opportunity to not just pay off the debt that her husband had, but it afforded her an opportunity for her and her sons to live off of that little oil for the rest of their lives. So I want to encourage you, find out what it is that you have to give in this season. Find out and discover what it is that you can contribute in this season. Find out if you have some creative ways to be able to write out, think out, draft out, draw out, sing out, speak out. I don't know what form of art is your preferred method of getting your message across, but I do know that each of us have a story to tell, and most are too afraid or too ashamed to tell it. Tell your story in whatever way you can. Share your story, write your story, draw your story, sing your story, just get your story out. And then utilize some of that ability to perhaps parlay that into your next. You never know if your imagination and your creativity and your talents, gifts, and skill sets can be the thing that someone's been waiting for to invest in, or that would propel them to a place called peace. So be still and know that God is Lord. Also be keenly aware to focus on the good things, those things that are pure and true and lovely. And last but not least, do not be distracted by the dysfunction, the despair, and the disappointment. Brighter days are truly ahead of you, and God is not thrown off course, and he was not surprised by what's happening. And if he's not surprised, then I know, as long as I've got my hand in his hand, everything truly will work out for my good. I love you. I pray you've been blessed. Don't forget, OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show, is available via podcast on Google Play, the Stitcher app, Spotify, Apple Music, as well as iHeart Radio. We're underneath the umbrella of Up To Me Radio, and we've got several shows that are running now that could be of assistance and help to you, especially during this time. OMG Omara Gale Radio Show is on every Thursday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard, 6 o'clock Central, and at 7 o'clock Eastern. And of course, you can find me via my website, mauragale.com. That's MauraGale.com. And I'm on social media at mauragale. That's Twitter, IG, as well as Facebook. And last but not least, you can go and check out new content on my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/mauragale, where I have tips and tools and ministry nuggets all available for the taking. So be sure to check that out. And if you go to my YouTube page, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit the bell so that you can be notified of new content. Be encouraged, be blessed, and most of all, be safe. Take care. And that's a bad game. It's a OMG, Omara Gale Radio Show.